Hi, I feel like a day now, it's me, Alan Smith, with a wee publicity series of today's Press and Journal on Thursday, March the 28th, 2024. So, front page paper today is City head teacher probed over staff party allegations. So, the headmaster at a private school in Aberdeen is at the centre of an investigation into an alleged serious matter involving staff. Stephen Horseman has been put on paid leave of absence for Albion School as bosses launch a probe. In a letter sent to parents and carers, the board confirmed that the matter only concerned staff members and it was not a child safeguarding issue. According to an anonymous source who contacted the P&J, the issue relates to an incident that took place during a staff Christmas party on December 21st. The statement to parents said the school would not be divulging the specifics, but added it was taking the matter extremely seriously. Mr. Horseman joined Albion in the city's West End in 2021 for Robert Gordon's College. So, crikey, so there'll be some hijinks related to Christmas party, and that's too much horse in a boot movie, and it just hasn't ended up very good for this man anyway. Or we'll see, of course, innocent until proven guilty, of course, but you know, if you've been the front page of P&J, I think it's a grim looking guy, grim. Now there's a new wine shop bid includes space for Ain Bar, so a former Aberdeen off-license could be brought back to life as a new wine shop with Ain Bar. The Odd Bins on Bonacord Street closed in 2020, leaving another prominent empty unit in Aberdeen City Centre. Last year, the huge space, just a stone's throw for Union Street, was advertised to let for £30,000 a year. Now a wine importer, Famous Throws, wants to bring it back to life. But under his vision, it would be more than just a store to buy bottles of plonk. Graham Hetherington of Angus Wines Limited has submitted the proposal to the City Council. He's been importing wines to Scotland for years with clients including Montrose FC. The former Isle worker started his own business after being surprised to see a French wine with the same name as his hometown in Angus. His company is registered to an address in Aberdeen. Oddbins closed other stores in 2020 after years of financial struggles. This included another Aberdeen outlet in Rosemount. Now the former Oddbins on the corner of Bonacord Street and Langstone Place could integrate into the local nightlife of the area. Documents sent to the council explained it would be open for 10 o'clock till midnight, allowing folk to remain in the wine bar. Quite interesting, no? Quite a good idea. It's, you know, folks coming up with different ideas. It's just a shop in below Slater, far Slater's. And so, you end up in, get sorted out, rigged out with a suit, and then going downstairs and have a few glasses of different wine, I suppose. You could be sampling the amount of things in here. So, here's hoping he gets something passed and makes a success. So it's good to see different things coming into Aberdeen. Just the only thing coming into Aberdeen. Now here's a health red tape scrapped. That's always good in my book. This is for fishermen operating on vessels 10 metres and under will now no longer require medical certificates, the UK government has announced. In November 2023, regulations come into effect requiring fishermen working on UK flagged vessels to have a certificate of medical fitness, with concessions granted for factors such as eyesight, diabetes and BMI. However, this is no longer the case as of yesterday. In a letter to MPs, Transport Secretary Mark Harper, MP, said it was a sensible and proportionate step that balances our obligations to protect the health of fishers with their right to continue to earn a living in the industry. This exemption will take immediate effect and will apply to fishing vessels registered in only part of the UK. The requirement for medical certification on boats over 10 metres in length will continue to apply. So it seems to be alright if you're fairly blind and pretty astute to get a little boat, but you need to be trusted with a big boat if you're a chill like that. So I think I might be a big rush to buy boats. It's 9.9 metres maybe. That would do the trick, and then you can eat as much as you want. Nobody's going to bother you. Now this is a geek shop owner, if I was back at sea to keep afloat. Scott Leslie is on a boat out in the Norwegian Sea just now, and the North Star shipping vessel isn't his usual place of work. In fact, the 36-year-old would normally spend most of the week in his Aberdeen store geek retreat, surrounded by games, sci-fi, memorabilia and fellow enthusiasts. The shop, which also has a cafe and stages events, has been a haven for Scott and his loyal tribe of geeks ever since he took over the empty unit at 177 Union Street. Scott Kinty was taking a giant leap of faith when he opened the outlet in February 22, and he was aware it was going to be difficult, but he never realised quite how hard it would be to steer the shop through its own choppy seas, and yet he still believes Union Street is a place to be. For the past couple of months, he's been working hard to keep the business afloat, including returning to life at sea to cover costs. Speaking to us after marking his second anniversary, he tells of the geek retreat's fight for survival in a city centre for so many other traders have fallen. He gave up his job of 10 years overseeing a fleet of North Sea ships to follow his dream. He's a former Ellen Academy pupil, and he spoke to us about his hopes and fears, telling us he had hoped he had not given up an amazing career for a mistake. Looking back, he admitted to some second thoughts since opening. Electricity bills began rising, the cost of living crisis hit, and he found himself near a point of desperation. Restocking the cafe became more expensive, and stacking shelves with colourful merchandise required calculated risks. Speaking for his nautical cabin, he said, I was being squeezed fairly tight for our sides with no obvious solution. You suddenly just notice that your weekly costs have been steadily going up and no longer balance against your sales. And I was seeing a number of businesses around me close one by one while others had to radically change or evolve. I really was reaching a point of desperation, so going back to my old job became a necessary lever I had to pull to keep the business alive. So, good on them. And it says, last February, after an online heartfelt plea to customers over falling sales, he was rewarded when fans started packing into the store, making purchase after purchase. He smiled at the memory. He says, they showed up in their droves. We nearly doubled our monthly revenue. And for the moment, he will continue to juggle jobs to keep his store alive. And he said, as long as Aberdeen customers went this year, I'll continue fighting to drive Geek Retreat for it. It's not easy, but it's worth it. So, well done to him, certainly putting his money for his movies. And, good luck to him. That's, it'd be rare if he could stop working at sea right enough and just make a living off of the shop. And, he's maybe seen the worst out now, hopefully, and things can only improve. Definitely good luck to him. Now, here is a driver. It tells of a frantic race for a defibrillator. So, a Northeast driver has revealed how he raced to get a defibrillator as a pedestrian fought for her life after a collision on the A93. Dee Malone was travelling home to Bunkery on Sunday when he approached the scene of the crash near Crathis. The incident involving a white Renault Twingo car and a 52-year-old female pedestrian happened about 7:15 at night. Shocked by the scenes afore him, Mr. Malone sprang into action, racing to collect a defibrillator to Crathis Village Hall. Speaking to the P&J, he said how he was forced to rip the life-saving device off the wire as he had no time to waste. He said, I didn't see the collision because it was so dark at that time. I was about the fifth car away when it happened. I only realised something was wrong when folk started putting on their hazards, and some folk turned away and get back either way. Some guy come running out and asking if anybody was medically trained or had a defibrillator on board as somebody was seriously injured on the road. After I realised what happened, I turned my car about and drove straight to the community centre outside Crathis because I couldn't have been on the way after what happened to that young kid in Torrey. I got there quick. It's only about 200 metres away, 300 metres tops. But then I had to rip the defibrillator off the wire due to the wrong code being put in the front of it. Mighty me. It was a quick decision and I had no time to waste. Arriving back at the scene, the 29-year-old dump truck driver watched as first responders performed CPR, holding a torch to aid their efforts in the pitch black darkness. He said, I rushed back as fast as I could and I put my hazards on when I was driving behind and I got the defibrillator team of the bobbies if I was at the scene. I tried to help for I could, but with everything, but I stood watching him perform CPR, holding my torch so they could see if it else was needed. The injured wifey was assessed by paramedics at the scene before being rushed to Aberdeen Royal Infirmary by ambulance. Her injuries were described as being life-threatening, so, well done to that lad, and very quick thinking indeed, and, hopefully wifey will pull through and she'll be able to ring and thank him in person, but, good and well. You just wonder if that, happened to you, would you have the presence of mind to, think clearly and then get, act decisively, just bugger about and be in a panic, like, all Jonesy and, the Mr. Mannering and all that lot in Dad's army. Hopefully, no, I'd be a bit better than some of them, but anyway, well done that man. I'll just finish up with sport as normal, and back page of paper today is a continuity key to Aberdeen revival. So former Aberdeen defender Brian Irvine believes restoring continuity is the Dons' route back to success. The search for a new Aberdeen manager continues with the club's hopes of having a new boss in place before the end of the international break, passing without an appointment being made. Still need the wiser. With four managers having come and gone since Derek McInnes left in 2021, Irvine first scored the winning penalty in the shootout in the 1990 Scottish Cup final. I was there. Believes a period of stability is required. So, a very top of the lad with Brian Irvine. And, I think he speaks a lot of common sense and all that. So, we'll see if it happens. But it looks like there's no news about a new manager yet. So, Lord knows if that's good or bad. But anyway, come on, Aberdeen. No, that's me done for the day now. Just a wee pocket through of today's press news or not on Thursday, 28th of March, 2024. And a touch of frost this morning in Kintore. Of course, my last minute when you go out in the SM, bloody wind is frozen, god damn it. But anyway, after that, it was not too bad first thing in the morning, but then about 10 o'clock it was going downhill, and in the afternoon it just rained near non-stop of the afternoon. So, doesn't seem to be a shortage of water just now or any time soon, I would think. So anyway, thanks very much for listening to this podcast now. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure and tell a pal about it, as muckle folk as you can. There's always room for more folk on board the Doric Express, and tell them they can follow us on Spotify. That's the way forward, and they'll never miss an episode after that. It's which I'm sure they wouldn't want to do anyway. So it'd be great if you could do that. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.